Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just each say your name and I guess your title.
My name is Jess. I'm the Associate Creative Director of Arch Development.
I am Anika Hobbs, the owner and chief curator for Nubian Human,
which is a boutique and lounge featuring ethnic fashion, apparel, accessories, beauty brands, et cetera, et cetera. We will get to that in a minute. So thank you so much for joining us. It's been the pandemic where I've been looking around town for different stories. And I thought, you know what, this Anacostia Arts Center, let's shine a little light on that and let you, cause there's a lot of cool black owned storefronts over there and lots of cool stuff going on. So, I guess Jess, if you want to start, give me an overview of Anacostia Arts Center. Like, do you know, like when it opened and just how it's evolved?
Yeah. So, Anacostia Arts Center is a project of Arch Development. And Arch Development has been around since, I think, like 1983. And then we started as a training center. But back in, like, I think 2006, 2007, our neighborhood asked us to do something different with our space. And that's how the Anacostia Arts Center came to be. We actually opened our doors in 2013. And we have a Black box theater and tons of beautiful Black-owned storefronts in our space. I'm really proud to work there.
Awesome. And remind our listeners, in case they're not familiar, like where exactly, you know, geographically where it is.
Yeah. So Anacostia Arts Center is on Good Hope Road. When you are crossing the, I think it's the MLK Bridge. When you're coming down MLK, all you have to do is take a left and we are on Good Hope Road, 1231 Good Hope Road.
Gotcha. Right. It's right when you're, you know, you go, you're passing Barracks Row, you go over the big bridge before you make the turn to go up, what, BW Parkway, I guess. It's right past the Walgreens and all that, right over there, right?
It's not BW Parkway. I think it's 295.
295, sorry.
Yeah.
It's where 295 and 695 and all those kind of, it's right where that whole exchange is. Yeah. Yep. All right, cool. Well, talk about sort of, I guess maybe the mission behind it. You said since it was 1983, since Arch has been around, but what's been sort of your goal, at least in recent years?
Yeah, so I've worked at Anacostia Arts Center or Arch Development as a whole for I think like 4 years at this point. And one of the things that keeps me getting up in the morning is how the Anacostia Arts Center specifically, I think, is such a palate cleanser for the city. Like, you know, when I think about how, you know, we have an entire art space that's full of completely Black owned businesses, like I'm just so just blessed that it exists, really. So what is our mission? Our mission is to, one, like continue to bring programming and arts just exposure to the neighborhood, but also, you know, to encourage the neighborhood to realize that you have a ton of beautiful Black owned businesses in your neighborhood and you can actually go support them any day. So I think just the goal is to bring beauty to the neighborhood in general. Awesome. Black beauty to the neighborhood in general.
Awesome. Definitely. Thanks for that. A bit of an overview there. Now let's drill down on some of the individual Black owned businesses that you spoke about. Let's tell me about Nubian. Is it Nubian Human? Is that, am I saying that right?
You are. Yep. It's Nubian Human.
How long have you been around?
We've been around since 2013. We're one of the first businesses inside the Anacostia Arts Center or the revamped Anacostia Arts Center.
Okay. And what sort of, you know, how would you describe the story? Like what kind of stuff do you sell?
So we focus on Black owned and Brown owned product-based brands. So we sell men's, ladies and kids clothing, art, beauty products and accessories from all over the world. We've worked with over 600 artists from over 35 different countries and 6 different continents. So we're pretty global and local at the same time.
What are some of those brands? If you could rattle off a couple of them.
Oh, sure. Some of the fan favorites are Honey Pot, Crayole Essence, Ab Crete & Co. is one of our new ones, which is a DC-based brand, Black Pepper Papery. I mean, I can go on and on. Philadelphia Printworks, all sorts of brands from all over. Urban Zulu, which is one of our favorites from South Africa, and Leia Lessie, which is out of Nigeria.
Awesome. And obviously, so you said you opened in, what, 2013, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're in a, the last year or so has been a very trying time. Just give me an idea of how that's worked. Have you had to go, you know, to online sales, or did the store shut down last, you know, the beginning of the pandemic, or what, how did you handle the pandemic?
Yes to all of that. Yeah. We had to close both our DC and Baltimore stores in March of 2020. And then we opened back up in July, but of course, we had to do like every brand did. We had to pivot very, very quickly to build our e-commerce space. We already had it, but we didn't really rely on it. We have such amazing and loyal customers, both in Baltimore and DC. So it really wasn't a huge focus for us. But once the pandemic shut us down, we had to make that quick switch. So e-commerce has definitely been the savior throughout the past year, I would say, at this point.
Right. And hopefully with the vaccines coming, hopefully we'll semi get back to normal. I don't even know when exactly it'll be, but hopefully later this year at some point.
Right.
Okay, cool. And real quick, you mentioned a Baltimore location where a lot of our listeners are, you know, Maryland people too. Where in, where exactly in Baltimore?
So we're in the Mount Vernon area. So 211 West Reed Street. It's an amazing, beautiful neighborhood. Very eclectic, so different from DC, but a very awesome community nonetheless.
Awesome. Sounds good. All right. Well, I know we also have, we have another local business owner, Amanda Stevenson, who, you know, just hopped on the call. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Amanda.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, you know, we just heard about Newbie and Human. Tell us about which store you run.
Oh, yes. It is the Fresh Food Factory and the Fresh Food Factory's Market, where we sell local, healthy, and ethnic food solely. So we differentiate ourselves by selling superior foods to a community that had suffered historically from being underserved and being plagued and riddled with food that hasn't been beneficial to their health, their immunity, and overall quality of life.
So explain what you mean about that. Like what you said, a community has been playing, been eating the wrong stuff. What's some of the wrong stuff? And on the flip side, what are some of the foods that you offer as you say, this is the way to go?
Yes, the USDA has labeled this community in Anacostia, as so many around DC and the nation, to be a food desert or a food swamp area. So it means you don't really have a lot of food options there, or the foods that are there, they're greasy in nature, or they're pretty much waste, or they're not going to add great benefit to you, so it said. So we wanted to have a shift, and I'm a little bit biased about the neighborhood because I live here and it's a great neighborhood, great community, but a lot of people have different diseases or different ailments, and a lot of that is contributed to the foods that they've been eating for generations, and generationally they've had impact. And there's a lot of opportunity through food, not just for your physical health, but there's benefits as it relates to mental health, and there's other benefits such as jobs and business starts. So through our store, through the sales of those healthy, ethnic, and local foods, we support different brands, again, some local brands and some that are larger, but we want these local brands to be as renowned as the larger brand. So we need to definitely grow the footprint of these businesses. So we are definitely set to do so. And we do that through education as well.
Great. So you sort of gave me a good explanation of sort of the types of greasy foods that, you know, that you're trying to get the community to stay away from, and how that contributes to certain diseases. I'm sure, you know, obesity, diabetes, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But talk about what sorts of foods that you do offer there.
Okay. So we offer fonio, we have injera, we have teff flour, we have chinchin, we have jollof rice. And a lot of these foods are foods that we will find in Africa, on the continent, West Africa, Northern Africa. These are ancient grains. These are ancient products. These are foods that will build our community. And our community, generationally, we've been removed from these foods, but these are foods that are known to heal, and they're great options instead of some of the typical things that we have in our diet that has been causing harm. And it's really important because if we talk about the life expectancy of community and we talk about incomes, we find that food is always an issue. So we want to make sure that the foods are there to that will help them prolong their lives. And on Mondays, we give at the Art Center foods to the community free of cost. And these are foods that are of benefit. Just giving away food is great, but we want to give them healthy options solely. So we give great products to the community to make sure that they are able to get the foods and the nutrition that they need beyond what their incomes provide them monthly.
That's really great. So you said on Mondays, one day a week, you give away some free food to the community to help boost them. What about the other days of the week? I assume it's just a normal, you can come in and, purchase whatever you want.
You can definitely come in and purchase whatever you want. We have great healthy snacks. We even have meats, and we want to meet people where they are, but you'll get lean and grass-fed meats. You will get meat substitutes. There are a lot of different proteins and proteins through vegetation. So if you want plant-based protein, another great one is spirulina. We even have like bug protein, bug chips, and these are like crickets, different things like that that you will find that's unique to the area that, everybody nationally and globally that have been used for medicine, that has been used for nutrition. You will find that in our market, and that separates us from what has been here and what's here.
Great. Now, really quick, you mentioned before, at the top when you first joined us that you love the community because you grew up there. Where exactly did you grow up? And, just expound upon that a little bit. Why are you so, in love with your home spot?
I'm biased because I'm here currently. I grew up in Virginia. I grew up on a farm, and I tried to separate myself from that lifestyle because it was hard work and it wasn't really on trend and what I felt was my calling. So in Virginia, farm life was crucial. It is crucial. It's critical to my well-being. And when I got here to DC, I saw the need to return back to my roots. And that is, the farming aspect of it, to create the shift that I've seen my father have. My father, he had terminal cancer. He was given 6 months to a year to live. And given that prognosis, I didn't really know what it meant being a 10-year-old older, but I knew that it meant life without him. So we needed to make lifestyle changes as a family. And we did so mainly by feeding him different products. We grew up on an animal farm. So I had game, pheasants, ducks, pheasants, chickens, but we also had to put in and infuse some vegetation into our farming lifestyle to make sure that we had more plant-based options. And he surpassed his life expectancy by 18 years. And I think his mentality was the first thing to say, hey, I want to make a shift, and nobody could tell me my life expectancy is up to me to provide the change that I want to see. And that change was won through food, of course, family, fitness, and, just that focus.
That's cool. And real quick, before we move on to some of the other stores, as Mr. Journalist, I need to have all my details buttoned up here. where exactly was the farm in Virginia?
It was in a rural area near Williamsburg.
Williamsburg. Okay, awesome. So you're trying to bring a little bit of that farm farm food to the Anacostia Arts Center area. Awesome. Okay, cool. So, all right. So we've talked about the Fresh Food Factory. We've talked about Nubian Human. What are some of the, Jess, do you want to hop back on and remind us what's some of the other places? Tell me about Mahogany Books.
So we have Mahogany Books, a Black-owned, Black family-owned bookstore. And you might want to fact check me on this, but like their daughter is a part owner of the bookstore. So you're completely supporting a whole Black family when you shop at Mahogany Books. They were recently on the Today Show with President Barack Obama. Like, they are really getting their shine right now. That's really exciting. We also have a Black woman-owned chiropractor shop called Chiraki. The owner of Chiraki is so inspiring, and she's definitely super into fitness. So check out Chiraki. And then we also have eLife, which is a Black family owned vegan restaurant. And they have a couple of locations in our area, but they also have a location in the Anacostia Arts Center. So that's exciting.
What was the name of the last one you just said?
eLife.
eLife. Okay, cool.
eLife, vegan food. Nice. And then one of our other storefronts is a storefront called Vintage and Charm, which is kind of like a vintage store. So we have a little bit of everything at Anacostia Arts Center. And, you know, I just invite the community, the region as a whole, to come through and support these Black-owned businesses. 2020 was full of talk about doing the right thing by African-American people in this region and in this country. So let's put our money where our mouths are. Come visit Anacostia Arts Center. Come support these brilliant business owners. You will not be disappointed by what you see.
I was curious, fascinated what you just said about, and you're so right. You know, we've talked the talk. It's time we start walk the walk and put our money where our mouths are. What would you suggest in terms of, you know, getting people to come over there? What's the easiest way to head on over? I guess just drive over and park, go head across the bridge.
Yeah, so if you come by, there is parking, but I think parking is on U Street specifically. And Anika and Amanda, if I'm wrong, please jump in. But there's parking on U Street, and there's also parking across the street in a residential area in our neighborhood. So there's plenty of parking, especially if you come on the weekend. But you can also take the 90 bus over to the Anacostia Arts Center as well. And there's also the Anacostia Metro. And the walk over is like 10 minutes. So you have tons of ways to come by.
Yeah, it's not, if you're looking at the map, the Anacostia Metro, it dumps you just a little bit down towards Sutton Parkway. But yeah, it's like a 10 minute walk. That's nothing. Okay, cool. Now tell me about the Black Box Theater. What all do you put on in there?
Yeah, so since the pandemic started, obviously live performances aren't really happening like they usually do. I mean, you know, we've had performers, award-winning plays actually take place in our Black Box Theater. So as things open back up, you know, we're definitely looking forward to just figuring out what our options are for just different performers and different artists to come through and share their art. But yeah, so right now in the Black Box Theater, I think the main thing that happens right now is this program series we have called The Hut. And The Hut is a live performance series where local acts come and play instrumental music. Like I think recently we've had rappers, we've had bluegrass performers, like we have all kinds of artists that come by and participate in The Hut. And you can actually watch that on our Facebook page, Anacostia Arts Center.
Okay, awesome. The Hut, it's called. All right. Now also real quick before we run, similar to how Amanda laid out where she grew up. Anika, where did you grow up?
I'm actually originally from Boston. So I grew up in Cambridge across the bridge, but I was born in Boston.
Gotcha. What brought you down to the DC area?
My job. I wanted to be somewhere where there was less snow. I went to school in Syracuse and I couldn't take the snow anymore. So I came to the DC area. And it's been wonderful. Such a great choice. I'm so glad I'm here. But it's been about 11 years since I moved here.
And I know I was reading on your bio on the Newbie Human website that in 2012 you handcrafted something for the Zora Neale Hurston Festival in DC. Remind us what that was. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, one of our first products were some feather earrings that I made out of pretty much like feathers and hot glue. Clearly, we don't sell them anymore. I work with too many talented artists to ever pull that out my pocket. But those were the early days. But yeah, our first vending opportunity was at Eatonville when they were around the restaurant on, 14th and V, I believe, for their Zora Neale Hurston Festival. That was our first time selling anything from Nubian Human.
Awesome. Well, cool. I think that's a good, you know, exploration of all the different stores. Anything else before we run? Anything else I didn't ask you that I should have?
Yeah, I'd say just how they can follow us and continue to follow our journey.
Yeah, why don't you tell us, you know, the how to find you online and on social and all that stuff.
Yeah, so you can find us online at nubianhuman.com, which is nubianhuman.com. So it's a little different than the regular human. And then also you can find us on social media, same thing, Nubian Human on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Cool. And how about for Fresh Food Factory? Do you guys have social handles you want to tease?
Sure. My website is thefreshfoodfactory.com. If you're looking for food to be delivered, you can order through Uber Eats or near.delivery. Instagram, Facebook is the Fresh Food Factory Farm and Food Hub. You'll definitely see our logo Twitter is Fresh Food Fact. And also we are working on a documentary series, is Advocacy in Action. And we are addressing how might we feed Ward 8 in these times. It's going to be awesome. So I would encourage people to look up, like us, subscribe on our YouTube channel, and that's just made, but in preparation of this, and also to just follow us on Instagram, Facebook, like us, so you could be made aware of when it's going to air. You definitely don't want to miss it, and look out for it.
So that documentary series will be on YouTube?
Yes, it will be on YouTube and Facebook next month.
Awesome. All right, cool. And then I guess... while we're talking about the social media, Jess, why don't you tell us how we can follow along with Anacostia Arts Center and of course, Arch Development too.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Jason. So our website is anacostiaartscenter.com and our Instagram is Anacostia Arts. And there you're going to find all of our upcoming programs, our workshops, our art openings. Like, we got a little bit of everything going on. So please follow us on Instagram. Please visit our website and join our email list.
Awesome. Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you all making the time to join us. And I'm going to try to turn this around. I think it's going to be my story for tomorrow morning. So you should hear it on the radio tomorrow.
Jason,
oh, cool. You
are amazing.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much. This was great. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care, everyone.
Right, bye.